Mr. Bumble and Oliver entered Mr. Sowerberry's shop.
"Good evening,"
said Mr. Bumble.
"Here's the boy, Mr. Sowerberry."
Mr. Sowerberry turned around and looked at Oliver. Then he called his wife, who was quite surprised and disappointed when she saw Oliver.
"Oh dear, this boy is very small,"
she said, looking at the thin, pale boy who was standing in front of her.
"Yes, he's small, but children grow, you know,"
said Mr. Bumble, smiling.
"Children grow if you give them food to eat,"
said Mrs. Sowerberry.
"This boy is going to cost us a lot of money. He looks hungry. Well, the dog isn't here tonight, so you can eat his food. There are some pieces of cold meat."
Oliver's eyes shone at the thought of meat, and he ate the dog's food quickly and happily.
"Now come with me,"
said Mrs. Sowerberry.
"I'll take you to your bed. It's in the shop. You can sleep there with the coffins. Good night."
Oliver was alone in a dark room with a lot of coffins, and he was terribly afraid. His heart was beating fast.
"What a scary place,"
he thought, looking at all the coffins.
"I wonder if they're all empty."
He felt alone in the world, without any parents or friends. He was very tired, and after some time he fell asleep on the cold floor. The next morning, Oliver woke up and heard a loud noise outside the shop door. Someone was kicking the door. A loud voice shouted,
"Open this door!"
Oliver went to the door and opened it. He saw a big boy with small eyes and a red nose standing in front of him.
"Are you the new boy?"
he asked.
"Yes, sir,"
replied Oliver timidly.
"How old are you?"
he asked.
"I'm 10, sir,"
said Oliver.
"Well, I'm Mr. Noah Claypole,"
said the boy proudly.
"You work under me, is that clear? Now, open the windows immediately."
Noah was an unfriendly boy, and he didn't like Oliver. He was jealous of Oliver, and he often pulled his hair and his ears. Oliver worked hard because there was a lot of work to do in Mr. Sowerberry's shop. There were quite a lot of funerals. One day, Mr. Sowerberry said to his wife,
"Oliver has such a sad face. He could be a good mourner."
"You're right, dear,"
said his wife.
"He'd be perfect with his thin, pale face."